You're listening to Mindful Matters on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We're broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia.
I'm Tracy Windsor.
And I'm Carly Sotis. Today we're speaking with the founders of a really special Canadian social enterprise called Wear Your Label. Wear Your Label is a conscious clothing line that is designed to create conversations about mental health and to encourage people to take ownership over their mental health rather than the labels that often define them. The clothes are designed with important conversation starters such as, it's okay not to be okay, your story isn't over, and my personal favorite, self-care isn't selfish.
The company was founded by Kaylee Reed and Kyle McNevin from New Brunswick, who we are excited to have as guests on our show today. Thanks for joining us, Kaylee and Kyle.
Oh, it's so
Thank
great
you
to
for
be
having
here.
Us.
Could you tell us how you first became passionate about eliminating the stigma around mental health?
Absolutely. I was in university when I started to develop an eating disorder, and it was something I held a lot of self-stigma for. It was never a topic that I really grew up talking about, and I didn't really know what the reaction of the people around me would be if I opened up about this with them. So I kept it a secret for a long time, and it wasn't until I kind of had an opportunity to volunteer and get involved with a local mental health organization that I met Kyle. And Kyle was somebody who was very open about his own experiences with mental illness. And having those conversations with Kyle is really what encouraged me to start being more open about my mental illness as well. And we really connected over these personal experiences that we both shared, but also our love of fashion and our passion to kind of create change in this sphere. And Wear Your Label kind of came about through our personal experiences, through those conversations that we had, and the realization that it is really difficult to create these conversations sometimes because mental health is still very stigmatized. So why not create those conversations in a positive light through the clothing that we wear every day?
That's really amazing that you were able to take an idea you had and just put it into action. I'm wondering if you could tell us more about the process.
Almost 2 years ago, our birthday is coming up in August, and it was a dinner conversation. And I remember at dinner, Kaylee and I sharing our stories. You know, I live with generalized anxiety disorder, ADHD, and manic depression. Now, manic depression doesn't really exist anymore, but it just means that I have really highs and really lows. They classify it as bipolar. So I was in therapy for about a year and a half when I met Kaylee. So I was in a pretty solid foundation of understanding, you know, exactly how my mind works and how my behavior affects my mood and experiences affect my mood. So I began to share with Kaylee about all these different experiences, and then she began to share with me about her challenges with food and depression and living through that in university. And we began to learn, you know, that this is so common among our friends, our peers, our family. You know, why isn't anyone talking about this? And if they are, why is it only, you know, like over dinner or like on a one-on-one basis? Like, what could we do that opens this conversation up to the world? So instead of having a one-on-one conversation, it's like one-on-100 or one-on-1,000. We thought the best way to do that was through fashion. And so I look at Kaylee and I go, what if we put labels like anorexia and depression on t-shirts to raise a bunch of money and awareness for those causes? And she's like, I love it, like wearing your label. And I was like, yes, but that's a really bad idea. Like, that was a horrible idea. And that was the idea that Kaylee and I actually pitched at the Jack.org summit the first year we went as facilitators. And a lot of people gave us some great feedback, but, you know, people who live with depression or anxiety or all those different things, they don't need a shirt that says that they're depressed. They're the ones that everyone else in the world knows more about their mental illness than anyone else. They need a shirt that reminds them that there's so much more than that, that they're confident, that they're a superhero without the cape, that they're a doctor or a leader or a student or just a regular human being. So that's why we started Wear Your Label.
For listeners who may not know what the JAC Summit is, it's a conference that brings together more than 200 student delegates from across Canada to talk about different ways to eliminate the stigma around mental health. I'm wondering how the conference and having the opportunity to talk to other students helped facilitate your ideas.
So Kyle and I both got accepted to go to the JAC Summit as facilitators in 2014, and we kind of had the idea for Label before we had attended the JAC Summit, but we saw the JAC Summit as a really cool opportunity to get this idea in front of a big audience of people who get it and people who are just as passionate about ending the stigma around mental health as we were. And so we've had a close relationship with Jack.org and the Jack Summit because it was kind of the first place that we shared the idea for Wear Your Label and pitched it to different people in our peer group and in the mental health space. And we had so much support and so much awesome feedback from that opportunity that we've really kept a close relationship with them and done different events with Jack.org teams and kind of worked with them and collaborated in different ways and have gone back to speak as well at the last Jack Summit last year, and we're going again this year, next week coming up to speak at Jack Summit. And so it's kind of a really special event for us because so many people who are like-minded in one room, the energy is amazing, everybody's ready and willing to tackle this problem with fresh perspectives. And so we had our beginnings there, and we're happy to continue that relationship with them.
So we know that both of you do a lot of speaking at youth conferences, and we're wondering what the main message you try to communicate with young people is.
Kaylee and I often, you know, we talk individually and we talk together, but I think the most important thing that we do is we don't try and just leave with a message. We try and cultivate a long-standing relationship with the student groups, the organizations, and the people that we work with. So, for example, we were speaking in the fall at Endicott College in Beverly, Massachusetts, and they have a significant problem with alcohol and substance abuse on their campuses because a lot of students are underage because the legal drinking age is 21. And the peer group that brought us in were seen as kind of like glorified hall monitors that would, you know, like, that weren't really cool because they weren't promoting, you know, alcohol and drinking and partying on campus. So I didn't know this, but Wear Your Label is actually a really cool brand, and people really, like, respond to it. It's really, really great. And so what we did is we had this huge, speaking event where Kaylee and I came in, and we filled an auditorium with all these students. And what we did, we glorified these students for all the amazing work that they did. We used our influence to do something powerful and allowed the students in the audience to recognize that they're trying to make a difference and they're trying to make an impact. And at the end of the day, they just care about their emotional well-being of their peers. Like, they still want to have fun, and they still want to have that university experience. So, you know, we try and cater the message uniquely to the experiences and the situations that are going on within the audience. And no, not normally can we do that every time, but we really want to learn and connect with the people that we're talking to, because I think that makes a longer impact and a stronger message for the people there.
What Kyle said is so true. We love connecting with the people that we speak with, but kind of one of the main things that we try to leave with every group that we do speak to is the power and the tools to create conversations of their own. So Kyle and I kind of have realized through the past 2 years in our own journey that our story is not really what's important in this discussion on mental health. The importance is being able to empower other people to share their stories as well and to create their own conversations beyond the ones that are created when we are asked to speak at different events. And so that's kind of been a focus for us, is how do we empower people to come to an event, hear us speak and share our story, but then go back to their everyday lives and share their own stories as well.
It sounds like you're creating a real sense of community.
Absolutely, right? Like, one of the biggest challenges and stigmas around mental health is that, you know, everyone thinks that their experience is so isolating and alone, right? You know, the fact that, you know, no one understands what I'm going through. And, you know, we try and shed light on the fact that, you know, I think everyone should package orders at Wear Your Label. We were sitting there in the summer with one of our interns, and she goes, you know, I was having a really bad day because I just can't figure out how to communicate what I'm dealing with, and I feel so alone. But then she begins to tell me that, you know, seeing all these people around the world that are engaged and telling their story to you while they purchase stuff from your site, it really opens my eyes to know that, you know, I'm not struggling alone. And so how we do that and how we reach out, how we show the world, you know, there is this huge population of people that are struggling, and they don't have to do it by themselves. And if we can shine light on that, then that would be fantastic.
I'm wondering what the most surprising part of the whole process has been for you.
I think just, like, the like how fast things move. Like, I remember Like, our 5-year plan was to show at New York Fashion Week, and we did it in 8 months.
Wow.
And Kaylee and I are now, like, in talks with one of the largest Canadian retailers, Joe Fresh, about doing a special project in May. And, you know, like, that relationship is just, like, that's huge. Like, I remember in the summer, 6 months ago, we were pitching the local Daily Gleaner newspaper for like features, and now we're trying to figure out what magazines to be in. It's a very different relationship, and it's just, it's nice to kind of sit back and humbly look at that.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
I know some of the things that Wear Your Label does differently is you don't have models, you have role models. And instead of having a tag with instructions of how to take care of your garment, you have instructions for how to take care of yourself. Could you tell us more about how the idea behind those aspects of the line developed?
Yeah, absolutely. So we kind of realized as we were building Wear Your Label that if we wanted to do something really meaningful in both mental health and fashion, that we would have to look at the little details and create something that was all-encompassing versus narrowly focused on solving a problem. And so being in the fashion industry is really interesting because fashion's kind of notorious for making people's mental health worse, making mm-hmm. you feel insecure and unconfident. And so as we were designing and building the brand, little things kind of started building up along the way. And it didn't all, you know, we didn't start Wear Your Label with all of these little details perfectly in place, but they came along as we were growing and as we got feedback from people. So the idea for the tags really came about when we thought, okay, how can we create a garment that not only has a positive statement or message facing for the world, but also a small reminder for yourself so that if you're having a bad day, you can have something little that can help you turn your day around. And so that's kind of how the tags came about. And as far as the role models, both Kyle and I know that mental illness does not discriminate. And when we look at kind of the traditional media and the fashion models that are out there right now, it's getting a lot better, but for a long time it's been very siloed and very stereotyped. And so we wanted to be able to both showcase diversity and the stories of people who personally experience mental illness through our line. And so that's kind of how we go about casting our models now, is with application forms that people have to fill out, sharing their story, their willingness to share their story. And then we take those stories and share them on our social media when we do photo shoots.
That's very cool. How has starting the clothing line affected your experience with mental health?
For me personally, I was really on a positive path already when we were starting Wear Your Label. But being able to connect with so many people, not only in our communities, but kind of around the world, who have been influenced by what we're doing or share their story because they buy a T-shirt or whatever it is, has really been a huge turning point in feeling okay and feeling supported and feeling like there's a community around mental health and that you're not alone. And so every day that I go to work and I get to read these messages from people, or, you know, I get an email from someone who reaches out, it's really just another reassurance that things are going to be okay. And it's really helped me in my mental health journey.
Absolutely. For me, you know, it's totally a myth that, you know, working at Wear Your Label makes our mental health better. You know, at the same time, there's a huge correlation between depression and entrepreneurship. It's a really challenging thing. You know, like, running a company is one thing, but running a company with, you know, mental health problems is really, really hard. I mean, like, you take criticisms every day, and it's really hard to differentiate, you know, like, are they criticizing my ideas? Are they criticizing me? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, anxiety comes in all forms. So for me, we got this message from this girl who runs an organization, and she was putting out these T-shirts that are very similar for a fundraising campaign that's similar to us. So, like, I follow her on social media, and I'm like, oh, I'm jealous. Like you're copying us. Like, very child self stuff, right? And then, I personally follow her on social media, and she sends me this message. And to not give too much away, but the message really reads, like, oh, my God, !! I can't believe you followed me. Like, I'm so inspired by what you guys do. And, like, if you have any advice for, like, someone who's doing something similar, like, thank you so much. And I read that, and it immediately humbles me. You know, we get so entrenched in the work that we do, and sometimes, you know, just for a moment, we can forget the real reason why we do the work we do at Wear Your Label, and it's to share stories and to encourage other people to talk and to reduce stigma. And so I told her this. You know, I told her the whole thing. I said, you know what, today if I'm going to wear my label, I originally was a little bit jealous, and I was a little bit acting out, and I said, you can share this with anyone you want, but I wanted you to know that your message today really centered me and really gave me perspective on why we do what we do. So thank you, and I'd like to send you a gift on behalf of Wear Your Label. So I think it's just really important that you not only interact with your customers, but also just be honest and transparent, right? Like, and say things that, like, are on your conscience, because I think that, like, she would have no idea otherwise that she made such an impact on my day. And it's important to validate that for people.
That's really awesome that you take that time to engage with your customers. As the label expands, do you, you know, have a plan for how you'll deal with the continuous pressure and the people who want advice from you? And
we totally do. So the biggest challenge that we faced is, you know, growing our demand for product. You know, we put stuff out, it sells out really quickly, right? So, you know, running the nuts and bolts and the supply and demand side of the company, our CEO, Kaylee Reed, does a really good job of that. For me, my job is to, like, take the creative stuff and try and figure out a way that we can still do what we love to do. So, for example, handwritten notes, right? Like, the idea that the co-founders write a handwritten letter to each of our customers is one of the favorite things that people receive in the care packages that we ship out. And unfortunately, we can't write 500 notes a day. So Kaylee and I came up with this idea to start a letter writing campaign called With Love. And the idea is to promote and to host these letter writing parties with your peers, your friends, you know, like you do it over tea or in the morning or in the afternoon. And you write letters to our customers. You write positive affirmations, notes, and then you sign it, you know, Kyle with Love from Toronto. And then we take them, we screen them, we send them to our fulfillment office, and we put them in our orders. And you can actually track your letter through the hashtag With Love Wear Your Label. And we're really, really excited about this because, you know, people love handwritten notes, but also it just brings our community closer together. So it's no longer just Kyle and Kaylee writing letters, but it's our customers, our followers, our role models, our celebrity ambassadors that are all reaching out and saying, you know what, hey, I care about you. I really want to help you get better. So I think that's going to be a really, really fantastic experience. And Kaylee, you can talk about the fact that, like, we did a call for applications and we got, like, how many? I don't even remember.
A lot.
Yeah, like over like 20.
24
yeah,
hours.
A couple hundred in 24 hours in like 25 different countries, and just, yeah, it was really, really
great.
Wow.
So what do you do to take care of yourselves during this time?
For me, self-care, right now, it's what I really love to do is watch TV, but in moderation, because, you know, one of the biggest challenges that I find is if I watch, you know, binge watching TV is a form of sedation and stasis to escape your problems. So one of the challenges, yeah, so to relax and take time, gosh, I don't know. It's been so long. I think I need a self-care day, to be honest. If I'm going to wear my label appropriately, yeah, things are really heating up in Toronto, and it's an exciting time, but I definitely don't want to burn out.
So I used to be really bad with just kind of like working all of the time, day and night, weekdays, weekends, because when you run your own business, it's you know, you either get it done or nobody does. But the past couple months, I've been really, really good. I try to take weekends off. I'll, like, truly do self-care Sunday. I'm really girly, so I love, like, bubble baths and painting my nails and just, like, eating chocolate and hanging out with friends, like, little things like that. That sound like kind of cliche, but honestly can make such a huge difference in your week if you just take, you know, an hour or two to literally do nothing but take care of yourself.
One more question for you just before we go here. We're wondering if you have a mental health anthem or song that we could play for listeners.
I love Fight Song right now.
Fight Song. That's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been listening to that one quite a bit over the past couple months. I think it's awesome.
Play some Fight Song, have a bubble bath, eat some chocolate.
Yeah.
Good self-care Sunday.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you. So here is Fight Song by Rachel Platten.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls. Chasing sleep, everybody's worried about me. In too deep, I say I'm in too deep. In too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe, yeah, I still believe. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming.
If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
Thanks for joining us on Mindful Matters.